Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Welcome to r/ Am I the Butthole, where Opie has a cursed magical ring. Am I the butthole for telling my soon-to-be mother-in-law that my engagement ring is cursed? I'm a 26-year-old woman, and I just got engaged. My soon-to-be mother-in-law is a nightmare. We're currently renovating a part of our place, and she's been given a key in the meantime because she keeps coming over uninvited under the guise of helping clean up. But really, she just likes to snoop and interfere. I do martial arts, and I take my engagement ring off before class. I came home from an afternoon class one day, and my engagement ring wasn't in the jewelry dish that I usually leave it in. I asked her about it, and she told me that she'd taken it to a jeweler to get it cleaned. She looked super smug about it, and when I asked which jeweler, she pretended that she couldn't remember. I didn't want to give her the satisfaction of having a reaction to it, so I just let it slide for a couple of days. A couple of days passed by, and I asked her about it again, and she's super vague, still pretending that she can't remember which jeweler and saying that she's too busy to pick it up anytime soon. So I said, "Wow, I really feel for that jeweler. I hope nothing happens to her." She asked what I meant, and I told her that my superstitious Brazilian grandmother had performed some traditional ritual on it that's usually known to curse anyone who takes or handles the ring other than the owner. She looked uneasy, and she asked me a couple of more questions about this ritual. And I made up some story about how my mother's ring had been taken by a burglar who was crushed by a pillar of cement on his way out of the house. I totally made the entire ritual up, and I do have a Brazilian grandmother, but obviously she didn't do some ritual to my ring. The next day, my fiancé told me that while I was out, my mother-in-law was there to clean up a bit, and lo and behold, I find my ring where I had left it. It didn't look any cleaner than it was before, lol. A week later, I receive an abusive call from my mother-in-law saying she'd been in a minor car accident and she was blaming me and my witch doctor grandmother, saying that she was now cursed for having touched the ring. I pass the phone to my fiancé, who tried to calm her down, but she was hysterical. I told my fiancé what I told her, and he scolded me a bit because we both know how she is and I should have known she would react this way. It's been a week since then, and she refuses to talk to me and keeps slandering me to my fiancé. Overall, my fiancé sort of recognizes how ridiculous she's being. But the whole drama of the situation is making me wonder if the whole curse tale was taking it a bit too far. So, am I the butthole? What, OP? It sounds like she actually stole your ring. Like, why? Just to steal it? Just so she could have it and that you couldn't? Just to be smug about it, I guess? Honestly, OP, she deserves to be cursed. Also, OP, I think if your mother-in-law gives you any more problems, then you've already got a solution. Hey, mother-in-law, I know that things have been tense between us, so I was wondering if you could stop by so I could apologize. And then when you get there, have your Brazilian grandmother, like, making tea or burning incense or something, and be like, "Hey, mother-in-law, my Brazilian grandma made some special Brazilian tea. Would you like some?" I mean, if she already believes that you're from a witch doctor family, then just play it up. Make her feel like if she's going to mess with you, then you're going to mess with her mystically. Anyways, OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your mother-in-law, 1.5 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for evicting my boyfriend and his 13-year-old daughter? I'm a 32-year-old woman. My boyfriend of 3 years, who's 34, just moved into my 3-bedroom home 5 months ago. This home has been in my family for the past 70 years. I have a 5-year-old son and my boyfriend has a 13-year-old daughter. I made sure to move all my stuff out of my office to put in the loft so that his daughter could have her own bedroom. I think it was about a month into him living there that his daughter wanted to come live with us full time, because she doesn't have her own bedroom at her mom's, and I was completely fine with this. Anyways, I started running into a lot of problems not even a week after she moved in full time. She became really entitled and demanding. Like, she demanded that my son trade rooms with her because it had a bigger closet, and she pitched a huge fit when I said no. Or she would demand that I buy her expensive clothes or makeup because I'm a real estate agent, and according to her, I have loads of money. Call me crazy, but I'm not about to drop $120 on a pair of ripped up jeans or $200 on 3 pieces of makeup. Her dad works, but his income is significantly less than mine, so she really just expected me to be the one who spoils her rotten. Or she'll push her plate of food away and say, "I'm not eating that, but you can cook me something else." I can deal with her childish tantrums and slamming doors, but she's now started to punch holes in my walls. My boyfriend makes excuses, saying that he used to do the same thing and that she'll grow out of it. She torments my son. If he says anything to her, she literally always responds with, "Oh, you're talking to me? Swap rooms with me and I'll think about responding." Her dad literally never attempts to correct her behavior, and I'm told that I'm being too harsh if I do. The tip of the mountain for me was 2 weeks ago there was a foul smell coming from her room, so I asked her to clean up her room because you couldn't see the floor.
She said, no, it's my room, so I don't see why you have any say on how I treat my personal space.
Her father actually agreed with her. 3 days later, the smell had become so bad that I lost it. I told her to clean up or she was moving out. This was after I saw 6 used menstrual pads thrown throughout her room, as well as half-eaten food and moldy drink cups. She started crying, saying that I'm treating her like she's Cinderella and I'm acting like an evil stepmom. I told my boyfriend that either he handles it or they're both gone. He clearly didn't believe me because he told me I need to lighten the F up because his daughter was having a rough time transitioning and being away from her mom. I gave it a week and nothing changed. I went and got an eviction notice drawn up, and I gave them 30 days to vacate my property, and I told him he's lucky that I'm not suing for damages. He says that I'm the butthole for throwing away 3 years of dating because you can't handle not having your own way. Am I the butthole? Okay, OP, so clearly, obviously, this guy's daughter is being utterly spoiled by both him and his mom. It's not like someone can be a good person who's respectful and polite and takes care of their personal space, and then she moves and suddenly she transforms into this entitled, rude, obnoxious teenager. No, this has been going on for years. So not only was your boyfriend and his daughter both bullying you, but if that's how he raises his daughter, then that's probably how he would raise your son too. So, yeah, OP, I do not blame you at all. Besides, you gave them a 30-day notice, which is standard for evictions. Also, the daughter can go move back in with her mom, so it's not like she's going to be thrown out into the street or something. OP, punching holes into the walls of the house that you own and leaving menstrual pads strewn around the house is completely unacceptable behavior. So, OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. Your boyfriend gets 4 out of 5 buttholes for being a terrible father, and his daughter gets 3 out of 5 buttholes for being an obnoxious teenager. Honestly, like father, like daughter. Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Am I the butthole for walking out of my coworker's Dungeons & Dragons game? I'm a 20-year-old woman, and I've been playing Dungeons & Dragons for a few years now with the same online group. We went on hiatus, and I really missed playing, so I started looking for another group. My coworker, a 22-year-old guy, heard about this, and he invited me to join a game that he just started. It was in real life, which I really wanted to try because I hear it's so much better in real life than online, so I enthusiastically said yes. Well, I showed up to play, and the vibes were immediately off. I was the only girl at the table, and definitely the youngest. Everyone else was like 22 to 26. They questioned my character choice, saying the group really needed a healer, but I'd already chosen a different skill set. For anyone familiar with D&D or fantasy tropes in general, the single girl is always the healer slash mother figure, which I wanted to avoid at all costs. After some debate, my coworker shut them down and let me play the character that I wanted to play. I should have walked out right then and there, but I stuck around for 2 play sessions. They were hell. Every choice I made in character was ignored or questioned, and the other players' characters flirted with and harassed my character in every interaction. They barely let me do anything in-game, and they fought over which character would be able to date mine. In the middle of the second session, one of them asked what my character's bra size was. I stood up and said, "Nope, I am not going to take this anymore. You guys have fun," and I walked out. Ever since then, they've been blowing up my phone, saying that I ruined their game, that I shouldn't have walked out like that. I blocked most of them because the messages started getting really insulting. However, my coworker hasn't really talked to me since, and I feel like I should have tried to resolve the issue in a different way since I never told the group that I was uncomfortable with character romance. Am I the butthole in this situation? Nah, OP. I played a lot of D&D when I was like in high school and college and sometime after, so I'm very, very familiar with like the culture in this space, and this is a super, super common problem because unfortunately... And keep in mind that I'm in this group, so I'm not criticizing the group, like, harshly, because I'm, like, a member of this community. But a lot of the times, the people who tend to play D&D can also be kind of, like, socially awkward and have really cringy and not very well socially developed behaviors. And so they get a girl in their group, and they go really creepy really fast, and they see this as their opportunity to live out some weird, perverted family of dating this person and having... fantasy intercourse in the game, and it's really terrible behavior, and I wish it doesn't happen, but it does. It happens all the time. There's a subreddit for this, actually. I can't remember the name. It's like D&D Horror Stories, I think. Maybe I could read a subreddit. Maybe I could make a video on it. I'm not sure, but trust me, OP, this is a super common problem. And sexual harassment, even if it's fantasy sexual harassment, even if it's like in an imagined world that you're playing in an RPG, is still not okay. There is never an incarnation of sexual harassment that is okay. So if your gaming partners are trying to sexually harass you in this game, then that's not okay. That's stepping over a line and they deserve to be shut down. So not the butthole OP. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving these douchebags 2 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for telling my dad that if he chooses to attend my stepbrother's graduation, then he had better forget about me? I'm an 18-year-old girl. I'm an only child, and my parents divorced when I was 8. My dad remarried when I was 12, and for a while, everything was fine. But after a few years of living there with them, I started to notice that my dad preferred my stepbrother, who's now 13, over me. They did more things together, and they started ditching me to go to his games, his plays, and his tournaments. For every 10 things that I invited him to, he only attended 1, maybe 2. His wife always gave excuses.
My son is younger than you are. They're really close. His dad isn't involved.
And she told me that, at the very least, I was lucky to have a dad with me, and specifically one who was willing to share his love. When my mom won sole custody of me when I was 13, only then did I see my dad being hurt for me being taken away. Because, in his eyes, I was still his little girl. From then on, I started to spend some time with my dad, but only when he picked me up to do it, and he still missed most of my events. I've always resented him and his other family for it. Since this is my last year of high school, I've had a lot of significant activities. I had my last debate, my last volleyball game, I won best essay in my class, and I finally went to pick my prom dress. My dad missed almost all of these events because he was working or attending something regarding his family, and I just can't take it anymore. My graduation is December 15th, the same as my stepbrother's elementary school graduation. And when I told my dad about it, he said that he would see if he could make it, which meant that he wouldn't make it, so I made myself clear. I said that while graduating elementary school is nice, and yay for him, I'm graduating high school and I'm on my way to university, so he can't really compare those things. And if he chooses my stepbrother's graduation, then he had better just forget about me. His wife flipped out and told me that I was taking her son's big day away from him and I was being a spoiled brat. I told her that I can't be a spoiled brat if I'm being ignored the whole effing time. And besides, I wasn't talking to her. My dad looked shocked, so I said that he could either be there for me this one time, or he could miss me forever, and I left. But now that I've cooled off, I've started to feel bad. I love my dad to pieces. I just want him there for me too, and I definitely don't want to hurt a little kid. I was wondering if I was the butthole for acting how I did, because he's paying for half of my college fund, and I did give him an ultimatum. Plus, my dad isn't prone to confrontation, while my mother and I are. Nah, OP, I'm on your side. Your ultimatum might be a bit intense, but really, I can't say that I blame you for it, because your dad is just not present. He doesn't care about you, and he does care about his stepson. So why wouldn't you feel upset about it? Also, I'm pretty sure anyone would agree that a high school graduation trumps an elementary school graduation 10 times out of 10. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. Your dad gets 3 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for telling my mom that I will not take care of her once she's too ill to care for herself? I'm a 19-year-old girl, and I'm the youngest of 5 kids. I have 4 older brothers, 21, 22, 25, and 28. Just to give some background, my mom has always loved being a boy mom. She dotes on them, and she made it very, very clear that she never wanted to and didn't like having a daughter. She never liked me, and I accepted that fact a long time ago. Her behavior towards me worsened when my dad left her. When I turned 16, her gift to me was a list of jobs that I can apply to pay for your expenses, even though my dad was giving her child support. Then, when I turned 17, she kicked me out because I wasn't willing to pay more than $400 rent while my brothers didn't even work. So she asked to meet me for lunch last week and told me that she's sick. She's been in and out of the hospital for the last few months before she found out that she's sick. It'll only be about 12 to 18 months before she's too weak or ill to care for herself. She asked if I'd be willing when that time came to be her caretaker because she didn't want men, aka my brothers, to take care of her in that state, and she didn't want a stranger either. Here's where I'm questioning that I might be the butthole. I told her, no, I won't care for her, and she should start looking for someone else. This past week, I've been receiving nasty messages from people on Facebook because she posted about me not caring about her. They've called me unsympathetic, selfish, mean-spirited, uncaring, etc. My brothers have also been mad at me, and now I feel like a butthole and want to know if I am. Down in the comments, Maximus is King says exactly what I was thinking. Not the butthole. You don't owe her anything. She has 4 other kids that she's invested in, and you aren't one of them. She can have her return on her investment through her precious boys. Deactivate Facebook and change your number if you have to. Focus on your success and survival, because if you don't, no one else will. Yeah, OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. You're doing nothing wrong here. I'm giving your mother 4 out of 5 buttholes. If they care so much about your mother's well-being, then they can take care of her. That was r/AmITheButthole, and if you like this content, check out my podcast where I publish the exact same episodes. Also, hit that subscribe button because I put out new Reddit videos every single day.